Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, George Theodore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball four. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields the ball and throws to McAndrew covering. Safe. Monday scores. Popovich moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Theodore. Santo reaches second base with a double. Popovich scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is walked intentionally. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Santo tags and moves to third. Cardenal tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Cardenal scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is called out on strikes. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rudolph fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Popovich takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards second. Milan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Popovich moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rudolph strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hooten takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Popovich hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-1 in the game. Theodore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Theodore reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger catches it and steps on second to double up Theodore. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rudolph hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Rudolph reaches third base with a triple. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hooten hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pepitone moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Theodore takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Theodore. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rudolph bunts between the mound and first base. Hennigan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rudolph for the out. Cardenal moves to third. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hooten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Munday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooton covering, for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Stone now pitching. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Popovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Popovich moves to third. Gene Heiser pinch runs for Billy Williams. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heiser. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Heiser steals second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Popovich tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing left field. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.